Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, today I'd like to look into something I haven't looked into that much before. We've looked into a lot on this channel, the idea that autism is people's superpower, and it is generally true that people on the autism spectrum are better at reasoning than neurotypical people. There's research on this, that you have two kinds of reasoning. You have intuitive reasoning, which is rapid and automatic, and you have deliberative reasoning, which is slow and careful and logical. And people who are high on the autism spectrum are indeed biased towards deliberative thinking. They are very good decouplers. They divorce emotion from their reasoning. They are focused on systematizing, and the opposite of systematizing, to a certain degree, is emotion, is empathy, or at least certain kinds of empathy. And this makes them low in empathy, low in theory of mind, and therefore very high in systematizing, and essentially overall more logical than people who are neurotypical. And so in this sense, the cliche is true: autism is their superpower. But a very good point was made on my last video by someone called Ramon Brill, which was that that is only true if the autism goes together with very high intelligence. So if you have a very highly intelligent person and they also have autism, then they will have the ability to see through bad arguments, to see through fallacious arguments, plus they will be hyper-focused on systematizing, and therefore they will be unlikely to be sucked in by logical arguments and so forth. But I want to look more generally at how actually, if you take away that very high intelligence, autism can be associated with deficiencies in logical thinking. So let's look at how this would work. Well, about 50% of people that suffer from autism also suffer from what is called alexithymia. And this is intense bodily awareness. So people that are high in autism are hypersensitive. They're very sensitive to sound. They're very sensitive to any external stimuli, which can mean that they can become absolutely overwhelmed. Now, the positive dimension to this in terms of intelligence or in terms of solving problems is they take in more information, and you are better able to solve a problem and solve it more subtly if you have more information. The negative side of it is if you are high in this trait, as I say, you can become overwhelmed, and you can very strongly feel your own internal feelings. So, for example, if you've ever felt butterflies, this is called interception, and it's very extreme bodily awareness. Now, what's been found is that people that have this very extreme bodily awareness can become very emotional and can start engaging in highly emotionally based reasoning. So this makes sense. If you imagine a situation where, I don't know, you eat some peanuts and you feel that you're having an allergic reaction. You're not having an allergic reaction, but you're so sensitive to what you're experiencing that you feel that you are. And this makes you do all kinds of illogical things and behave in an illogical way. And in much the same way, this could be true of people that are high on the autism spectrum. They have these very, very strong internal feelings, and this can essentially make them panic. This can make them feel extremely strong internal emotions, and therefore they can start to think illogically. I mean, one of the things that happens if you are very, very highly emotional and very highly panicked is that you can become more religious. You can even have a religious experience. And so, in general, autistic people are lower in religiosity than neurotypical people, because a big part of religiosity is that you are very high in empathy, and so you are interested in external signals of internal states, and you take this over into the world itself, and you perceive a mind, essentially, behind the world itself, and therefore you are religious. Autistics are highly atheistic because they are less likely to do this, but if you are in a situation quite a lot where you are feeling these very intense sensations, then this might induce religious thinking, magical thinking, all kinds of instincts which we have towards overdetection of agency, towards overdetection of causation, and it might bring you into a world of highly illogical thinking quite frequently, simply because of the nature of your alexithymia. And the second issue is that in autistic thinking, people can have very obsessive interests. Now, this is good because you build up a huge amount of information about something and you understand something well. The problem is that they can become stuck in this obsessive interest, and they can't see the wood for the trees when it comes for this obsessive interest. So they cannot, they are hyper aware of detail. And what this means is that they have problems engaging in hierarchical analyses of information. They have problems understanding what is important and what is not, and what is not important, and they can become stuck on particular details that they become obsessed about and fail to understand that these details are not particularly important. Now, of course, what that can mean is they can be brought towards things like conspiracy theories and whatever, because there's some minor detail which doesn't quite make sense, and they don't see it as minor. They don't have an ability to distinguish between what is minor and what is major. And so this could, of course, bring them towards illogical thinking. Another problem is that they cannot recognise theory of mind. A lot of them have very poor theory of mind, which means that they assume that other people experience what they experience, which they often don't. The result of that is that you will start to think illogically. You will make a massive assumption that other people will think what you think, that other people will experience what you think, what you experience. And if that is your premise, which is probably wrong, then that will, of course, lead to bad arguments. So someone like Thomas Hobbes, for example, who I suspect was autistic, he saw the whole world, he argued the whole world was a system of contracts. Well, that's indeed what it is for the highly systematizing autistic person like Sheldon Cooper. The whole world is indeed a series of logical contracts. But that doesn't mean that that's how most people operate. Most people operate in terms of intuitive thinking, as we discussed a minute ago. They don't operate in terms of the deliberative formation of contracts. And so you end up with a poor theory. The next problem is that if you look at the nature of the autistic brain, they are essentially, it creates more synaptic connections, and in doing so, it creates kind of more sidesteps. It just creates all the non-autistic brain will create a small number of clear and sort of essential connections, whereas the autistic brain will create numerous different connections all over the place, often of quite a weak nature. Now, what this means is that the autistic is creative in their thinking and they can make connections that other people don't make. But what it can also lead to is basically disorganized thinking, because you will start thinking and then the non-autistic person will just think from here to here to here to here, but the autistic person will have all of these extra connections all over the place, and so they will start thinking from here to here, and then they get diverted down this road, and then diverted down this road, and then diverted down this road, and diverted down this road. So that often, although autistic people will often make logical connections more quickly, indeed there's evidence that they do so 40% more quickly than neurotypical people, they are also more prone to disorganised thinking because of all of these synaptic connections that exist in the autistic brain, which lead to them sort of getting lost in their own thoughts, really, and taking longer to reach conclusions and deliberating more, because there's just all of this detail, all of these connections which are irrelevant and which most people prune out are there. Indeed, it's found that by the time you reach adolescence, you have removed about 50% of certain kinds of synaptic connections because they're just not relevant. But in autistic people, you have removed about 16% of these synaptic connections. So there is less synaptic pruning. And this can have advantages, obviously, in terms of creativity, in terms of making unusual connections or whatever. But in an everyday situation, it has the disadvantage of just useless connections and therefore non-linear thinking and disorganized thought. The next problem is that there is essentially in the autistic person constant background noise. They are hyper-systematizing. So this can be a problem as well, because not everything is a system. So the autistic person will be strongly inclined towards systematizing everything. Well, that's not the same as scientific thinking. Scientific thinking is coming to the most parsimonious conclusion. And sometimes the most parsimonious conclusion is that it's not entirely a system. But the autistic, there's cock-up. There's cock-up, not conspiracy. But the autistic person will be inclined to systematise, will be inclined to want to come up with some kind of system. And that can again incline them towards conspiracy theories, in so much as there's no conception that it's not a system. It must completely make sense. And sometimes things do not completely make sense, or at least we do not have the evidence to allow them to completely make sense. They're also, again, as we know, they are extremely focused on details, and they are extremely hyper aware, and they take in enormous amounts of information. Now, what that leads to is constant constant background noise. In a sense, their thinking is never at rest. Whereas a neurotypical person can just turn off, okay, I've come to the conclusion, that's it, right, I'm going to shut off now. A person that has all these synaptic connections, they're essentially never at rest. There's always these possibilities, there's always this, there's always that. In a sense, they're always thinking. And therefore, the world seems like a kind of restless chaos of which they are never fully in control. And what that can lead to, of course, is very strong negative emotions. It can lead to a negative feedback loop. It can lead to rumination. And it can lead to these thinking cycles that they can't break, these negative thinking cycles that they can't break. This can lead to depression. This can lead to anxiety. And this can lead to black and white thinking of the kind that we talked about yesterday, Nazis, whatever, or communists. It can lead to that being attractive as a way of allaying this sense of chaos and as a way of giving structure to the world. And it can also lead, because of the feelings of chaos and inertia, to instincts that normally an autistic person would be good at suppressing via logical thinking coming to the fore, causing them, ironically, to be pulled into things such as religion or religious extremism or black and white thinking or whatever. So I just wanted to respond to that very good point and say that, yes, overall, people that are high in autism are more logical, are better at deliberative thinking, and so on. But there is a lot more nuance to it than that.
Hello. The Jolly Heretic is an online public house which meets on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. New York, in which we discuss the kind of based, fearless science which is increasingly expunged from our woke joke universities. If you would like to help the Jolly Heretic public house, and there are many ways you can do so, please become one of my patrons on Subscribestar. Also, if you want to, you can donate to the channel using Odyssey and Entropy, and you can also purchase Jolly Heretic merchandise such as shirts and mugs. All of the links are in the description. Again, I'd be most violently grateful if you could assist the Jolly Heretic Public House, and I will see you all soon, and goodbye!